West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Monday was the deadline for candidates running for the U.S. 3rd District House seat from Georgia to file their reports of receipts and disbursements for the first quarter of 2024. That race offers six Republicans in the general primary May the 21st and two Democrats. According to available findings, former Trump advisor Brian Jack has claimed more than $408,000 in contributions for the first quarter of 2024. $210,000 of that is reported as transferred from other authorized political action committees, including Win Red, an Arlington, Virginia-based federal political action committee that acts as a fundraising conduit that collects and distributes earmarked contributions for federal candidates and committees affiliated with the Republican Party. Mike Dugan raised more than $267,000 for the first quarter of 2024, Dugan claiming that more than 90% of those reported donors live in Georgia, and nearly 80% are from the 3rd Congressional District. Philip Singleton reporting more than $140,000, and Jim Bennett reported approximately $8,700 in quarter one, but $35,000 dating back to 2023 when he announced his campaign. Data for Mike Crane and Raymond Blair was not available Tuesday morning. Candidate for Carroll County's Chief Magistrate Kirsten Phillips on Monday said Magistrate Judge is a career opportunity she's been preparing for a very long time.
I was an assistant judge appointed by Al Johnson, who was our then Chief Magistrate Court Judge. I've been an assistant magistrate since March 1st of 2016, so I've been there now for a little over 8 years, and it's really the people's court. You've got people that show up, they show up without attorneys, and they represent themselves, and it's a great area to be helpful to the community. Magistrate Court, in many ways, I mean, we may not get that much attention. I mean, you primarily see Superior Court judges. Mm-hmm. If there's something in the news about that, we're kind of in the background, and that's what I like. That's my speed.
Phillips discussed her candidacy in the 2024 general primary on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
Magistrate Court, we do a lot of different things. Civil court, anything under $15,000. County ordinance, there's also garnishments, there's landlord-tenant, private warrant applications, where private citizens can go if law enforcement does not take a warrant on someone for whatever reason. Private citizens can go and file for a warrant to be issued, and you have basically a problem cause hearing. For me, 90% of what I do, basically I sign warrants for the police, arrest warrants, search warrants, and then also first appearance hearings.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Phillips is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Keep Carroll Beautiful's Spring Tired of Tires Amnesty event continues this week through Saturday at the Carroll County Transfer Station. An opportunity for county residents to rid properties of old tires free of charge for up to 10 tires. Additional tires are $5 each to be paid at drop-off. And no rims, says Keep Carroll Beautiful Executive Director Martina Griffin.
If you have a tractor tire or tractor trailer tire, those count as 10 passenger vehicle tires. So if you have any of those really, really big ones, that's basically your limit of drop-offs. They are very, very thick and they're heavy, so the one tire counts as the 10 passenger ones. However, if you have a fancy pickup truck that may be raised, gentle 2 to 5 inches, and your tires are fairly big on the pickup truck, those still count as a passenger vehicle. Like, don't bring us the monster truck tires.
Bring your used tires to the Carroll County Transfer Station weekdays between 8 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. or this coming Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Keep Carroll Beautiful. Volunteers will be there at the transfer station to help those with mobility issues unload their tires. The Tire Amnesty event is funded with the help of the STAR EPD program grants. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.